And he can, with the very things that are the Sara Chaim, he can turn them into a Sara Mos. And as Chazal say, that's Satir itself. If not taken in the right way, Sam Hamovis, the Aminim Boy, Sam Chaim, Aminim Boy, Sam Hamovis, and that's really important. The person that goes about leaving the Torah the wrong way, then from the Torah itself, he can make it, he can produce shittas to back up everything that the Yitzhar wants. On a simple level, a person doesn't have to know how it works. A person has to have a moon in the great Reife, the one who made us, who knows the Machba and who knows the truth. And he says that this is it. Rasa Yitzhar, verse 30,000, Zeru. Any person who wants to take a different Shufa will do so at his own risk, and the results are going to be adverse. Alright, this is level 2. But this is not nearly the full understanding that I don't claim to have, or so I have to be able to give over. But not even the requirement for our basic understanding of what Yishka is about, we're not yet finished. If that's good enough on the halakha l'maisa and practically how to live your life, the person can create the material understanding, then it's its only chance to be a moral person. If he's creating the material, the only person to be shame and material mitzvahs, even on the halakhas that he knows, he knows right. If it's gross, he has to have a to tavern. If he doesn't, it's not going to make. But for that, he has to not have any further understanding of what Torah is all about and how it relates to the essence of what Yishka is all. But there is a further level. There are many levels, but I'd like to try to take it at least one step up.
Continuing from where we left off last week, I'd like now to get more, a little deeper, a lot deeper into the understanding of what makes Klal Yisrael the people of the book, what the role of Talmud Torah is in Klal Yisrael, and all geared, of course, to understand the Mishnah. Haskin asked for Lumay Torah, Shem Yishalach, and Prophetic Benyamin, who told us that. The particular chiddush that says here in Rabbi Yosi, Haskin Atzko Lumba Torah, Haskin Atzko Midus Chashubos, Kidei Ishtapu Min HaTeimu HaTikiyu HaMayas HaChasidus. The type of Torah that we're talking about, that Rabbi Yosi is talking about, is not the Kidei Torah Torah, but some greater expectations, which has prerequisites and has a goal. The prerequisites are Midus Torah, and the goal is Chasidus. We're going to follow the pattern of what we've been speaking in the past, that the gilui of the derech to Hasidus is important for us, both in understanding higher madrigas, but also to give us proper guidance whenever madriga we're on. That when you're in Hasidus, even though if we're not holding by being a chassid, we're not holding by that, those levels, but those are the levels that will give us the high point of the ladder, the upper point to draw straight lines, and we'll keep us in the graph of the record. There are three interesting children. Everybody says twice a day, three times a day, please. Which are the sages of what they make class all run. The first pasuk is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is the pasuk of Keboros Ol Malchus Shemayim. The immediate result of Keboros Ol Malchus Shemayim as a vav echibur is va'ahavta, is Avos Hashem. And the third pasuk is Vayu Ador Ha'Avos Avecha, which is the chiyuv of Yemin HaTorah. So these are all very important things, and it's nice to have them all together, but you can well imagine that if the this basic parasha, the parasha of Pirushma, is built in this form, the relationship between the different psukim here and the Yisodos, as it says in these psukim, are much more bedafka, much more exact than just putting a bunch of nice ideas together, and putting mitzvahs together. There's a seder here, there's a Yisodos here, And that we're going to base the Shalshir on those psukim. So I understand this Ein Chamami as he says it, that's this is why Klai Yisrael says it twice a day. And it's all there right there on the psukim. I'll have to try to delve into it a little bit to see if we can also get some understanding. These Dvarim are Amukim, Yisodim, and we're going to try to bring them down to our understanding according to our level. The start of any relationship between a Bayer, between a member to a Bayer, to a person and a God. The basis of any beginnings of something that you would call a religion. You don't use that word, but just a starting point. If a person wants to talk about being a creation, and he wants to talk about relationship between a creation and a God, and God. So the essence of that statement that there is a relationship, the very definition of the basis of that relationship must be to the point that if it's not this, then there's a falsehood here. It's a simple equation. Relationship between man and God is called yira, in any form, in any time, in all places. This is placed in Chazal many places, even in Rav Zohar, especially in Rav Zohar, that a God is called Yirosav, Haitzi Yirosav. If Heiko is in the wrong places, he's talking about that, took out his Zohar, kissed it before he died. A Elokus is called Yirosav. This is the word for the relationship of man and God is Yir. Why is that? Why is that the starting point? It must be the starting point. If it's not a starting point, there's a falsehood in the definition. Either you understand what man is, or you understand what God is, or you understand what there is to relate to. So the simple starting point is that a person has to have, on whatever level he's holding, some basic realization that if you're talking about God, you're not talking about Godfather, you're not talking about great-grandmother, you're not talking about somebody a little bit bigger than you, but you're talking about something that's on a totally different realm than anything else that exists. And that's why we call it Elokus. We call it, in English, we call it God. Right? We call it some different definition totally. That definition, if you want to talk about elephants, then we'll talk about that some other time. But if you want to talk about God, then you have to be talking about something that is totally removed from any of the physicalness, from any of the loneliness, from any chesor, from any gvul, from any restriction in any form, right? And the positive side is the ultimate of all perfection, of all greatness, height, glory, whatever word that you can use, and all the words that you don't know. Right? To the point that says me Yahweh was Hashem, Malgu is Hashem, which means called the Yelosai, and me a special heter to say the Shvach that we do say, because otherwise your marshals are Melech. I had Elif Alpha Elohim, the Kikr is off, and go the phone of Rama, she wish to come and make her his Kikr Kesef. So, instead of being a Shach, the first stage of definition, if you're talking about God in any form, even if it's for sure, the negative form, the reserve form. If you're not talking about that, then you're not talking about God at all. If you're not in realization that you're talking, God is great, that's what the mind is saying. If you don't have that basic definition, then you're not talking about that. You're misusing words. But then you're not talking about that. That's one half of the formula. The other half of the formula is you have to understand that when you're talking about men in particular, or any group, even the greatest men in the world, so we use maybe just the language of the Rambam here, and it describes the concept of Yirah, that first a person comes to realize. This is the Avachel. Person is his brain and his Maisim or his Ruyim of the Torah, we'll see. When he sees in the Chokhba, Shaim Lei Erech Lei Kates, Yad Oye V'mashavach M'farim M'savach Ha'ibu Dei Elehivu Hashem Ha'golo. That's the Avachel, that we'll get to some other time. But right now, Kashim Mechashev B'dvorim Elo Atzma. when he thinks about the greatness of the Bnei Shalom, miyad hu miyuto le'achayav, he pulls back. There's a this feeling of distance. The yifchad, the fear. The yed, he knows, shehu ber yaktana, a small creation, shvelo, of low value, afelo, dark. Dark is the opposite of or. He met his bedas kala mu'uto lefnei tamim day. And we get the shroom, right? Remember, Hilchas Deis, Perek Shemim, Halacham Beis. If a man doesn't have this, even if he would be the greatest malach in the world, certainly if he's a human being, the basic definitions of Bere in Hebrew require understanding to whatever level a person has come to. But a minimum definite understanding that the extremeness of the greatness of God and the equal extremeness of the all the words together, as many as great words that we need for the Bere, the same amount of Bere of limiting words we need for the Nidra, even if the greatest Nidra that could possibly exist, certainly when you're talking about a Odom, and certainly you're talking about me. Three stages. Nidra, who is the biggest Malach, Shemayim and Bore, that's the cosmos, then the Tzuras Odom, that includes Mishra, and then me. So once I get down to me, and me to God, so there is no, we don't have any measurements to describe the distance. We don't have any conception to describe that greatness, the total cosmic chasm that must exist from the minimum definitions, the lowest levels of understanding of anything that's going to be called Bereivinika. If a person's missing in these basic definitions, he doesn't understand the guy is great, he doesn't understand that Nivra is small, then he's missing in the simple definitions, but then he can't discuss the relationship. If those basic definitions, even on the most lowest level, whatever level a person can come to, are clear, then if you want to talk about the relationship between them, then you're talking about a relationship with you. That's the essence, that way. And that's where it's the starting point of all religion. And that's true for all of the religions of the world, and it's true for Yiddishkeit. That's an essence, definition, starting point, requirement, that if you didn't start there, then you didn't start. So you don't know what subject that you're talking about. But you have to understand that this distance, this tremendous conflict of greatness and lowness, that relationship can only be described as retir, achoyre, pachad, where a person realizes, well, what happens? Here's where things can start going wrong. What happens now? Let's talk about or bring things closer to home. If a person ever had an experience of being in front of somebody who considered him great, that could be his grandfather, it could be the greatest of Shishiva that was living around, it could be a powerful person, a rich person of great magnitude relative to his own sovereign. Even if he only reads about it, or if he's in a big crowd in the same building where the person is, there's a feeling that he feels which can't be described in any way else of than awe, fear. And the reason for that is, it's not the fear, we're not talking about now that someone's going to zap you. You know, we're talking about the simple realization that lowness feels in the place of greatness, which lowness doesn't feel very great in the place of greatness. All the person's guided. Once I have experience, the opportunity to stand as a very low person in front of a very great person, and not only to have that experience, but have the great person describe the situation. When I walked out of the door, they didn't have to open the door. I walked out of the crack in the bottom. Because as big a Bulgarian as a person is, but he was in the, if he can experience, and there the great person who helped him experience it, he just clarified things that some person may not be sensitive to. But he put it all on the table, just clear what things are, just so you know the score. Right? And then all the person's guy there, there's no such word, it doesn't exist. The person You can walk straight out the bottom of the boat. You don't have to open the
Why?
And that's only a human being. That's far, far away from the greatness of the racial being.
Or the greatness of, we'll talk about the great Moroccan, the real,
big Moroccan, something like that.
And that's still a great, great distance away from the lowest of the godly levels that we can talk about. So we go to the Burnish and all that, right? So usually, a person who can realize the feeling, every person, we don't really get the opportunity to really feel it, but the person has to realize that the starting point of any relationship will take part that one is from the distance. The person feels the distance, it feels the fear, the awe, and this is packaged altogether called year. Just so that there shouldn't be any confusion, if based on things the person might have heard in the past, true. In general, if we were talking about U.S. or English and U.S. or English, if you've heard those words before, what we're talking about relates to the idea of U.S. or English. But we're talking about it not on the level that most of the Rishonim who talk about it, but we're talking about it on a very, very simple level that every goy has. Every religious goy, every religious dog, every religious cow. You don't have to be anything. Forget it. It comes from your nothingness. All you have to do is realize the score. The person is not a total idiot. Minimum intelligence. And he has a minimum intelligence understanding what the most God means. Right? And he has the most of what his human being means and himself means. So there's an awe. That's not yours or yours. It relates to it, it's the beginning of it, and you can bring it to it. But we're talking about some very, very minimal level where if you're not at that level, if you can't have that level, then theoretically, you failed your IQ test. You're beyond, theoretically, it's because you're beyond the minimum requirements of what we can talk about. However, it's not the case.
Why?
The main reason why it's not the case is for this reason itself, in any day. And this is where most religions end and we start.
Perhaps, to bring some almighty,
up there, he can do whatever he wants. All you have to do, you don't have to get up to the Burnish, you just have to go a few hundred miles into a capsule, space station, look down at a little ball down there called Earth, and for the few seconds where the continent that you live on goes by you, right, you realize that was just a continent, but you stay country. You had a hard time picking it out, and the state, or the city, you needed this very big, good quality telescopes that you're able to pick up the city. And I don't know if they have good enough telescopes, but they do, you can pick up your house. But I don't think you picked up your wife. Or yourself, or your down, right? Now that's only a few hundred miles up. Just want to give you a little perspective of the littlestness of the whole planet Earth relative to a few hundred miles up. So add that to the whole cosmos. That's the thing, you get these shows. But they'll show you, you know, going back, and if you're up to Saturn and Pluto and the Milky Way. But the whole Milky Way just becomes a little, well, a picture. Well, it's about that big. But all of this is all talking about the lowest levels of the world. It's all the physical world. All the cosmos. Scientists talk about the Milky Way and everything. That's all the physical world. And that's before the Moroccan, before anything. But you look around there and you see this meaningless thing that you really have to work hard to find out what difference does it make. And then we upgrade that, if we can, to the version. So the resultant that most of Eilat Zohar came to is Ram of Kol Goyim Hashem, Allah Shammai Makoy. The Ram of Kol Goyim, that's what we're talking about. The basic year of Sahelukus, which is an absolute requirement, minimum intelligence, right? Every guy has that. But he makes a mistake. A little mistake. So he's punishing up there. And he goes to this whole head and just creep it down. And he puts him higher from him, and higher, to the point that he doesn't have any difference. Most of the Mahadevi, they need to bring it down to earth. Very simple.
If a person comes and learns stories about the cycle, it's nice. You know, it's nice to have that. But it really doesn't mechayer him that that's the way he's going to live his life. He hears about the Chofetz Chaim. It's nice. But I'm going to Chofetz Chaim. A few million light years between the Chofetz Chaim and me, so yeah, he was a great tzaddik. And I'm who I am, and it's nice to hear about it, and gives a little chizuk, but I can't pattern my life after that. But if you hear such a maaser from your next door neighbor, let me say one thing. We grew up same place, we grew up same shit, and this day I don't know what's going on. I better get my act together. When a person takes this idea of Ram beyond the area where he has capability of relating to, then the relationship stretches, and breaks. And this is exactly what most of the Zohar is based on, if not all of the Zohar, all religions. Ram Mokal Goyim Hashem al Shemayim Koyim. Oh, yeah, we understand. Bring from all night. Cosmos, both cosmos. Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. Now, down here on Earth, it's not Smith Meraldon. I mean, he can't really be concerned with me whether I hit you or I don't hit you. That's like, I'm doing something. Anything else, I mean, it doesn't really make a difference in attempts. It doesn't make a difference if I exist or you exist or the world exists. So the Maisa, it can't possibly be that he has much involvement in this world, because I really knew that he knew that he didn't see his greatness. And that itself is not a mistake. That's absolutely fine. However, there's a problem here, because the Chayyim came to the proper conclusion. Where is Chayyim's answer? Chayyim continues the same capital of the game of Chayyim, and we say, So, where'd you put it? What's your musik? Your musik of Shemayim. There, Milky Way, further up, further away, Echus, Ruchim, Mistakim, Musogim. You got to wherever you call Shemayim. Right? And you put the Bereshim up there, and you said that's why he doesn't have any relation. But you put him, right? We say the Bereshim is mashpil himself to get down to your highest musik. And there's no difference, the Hashpala from where he is, to your musik where you put him. There's no difference between them coming down to the table, yeah. Because on the spieling, we're always between my world. Same thing. Kleinsov has a special formalization capability of overcoming the tremendous distancing effect of you that without it turns into religion. What happens when you don't have that? And you stop with the Ram Mokal Goyim Hashem. So basically what you do is, number one, is you can do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. Those are the difference. But there are different forms of that problem. Either you can turn it into a later Zohar, meaning, let's say, the Baruch himself couldn't get less, but he has all kinds of middlemen, kinds of kirkus in the middle, that he left it under their control. For once, we're talking about middlemen, so we have ways of talking to the middlemen and controlling the middlemen or being mashpi on the middlemen to get what we want, and that's what everybody is always all about. So this one picked on the Shemayim, this one picked on the earth, the moon, the sun, it could be a cat, whatever you want. And you can make that he has kofas. And on that there were the real Vizors and the mistaken Vizors, the people that knew that they did know how to bring down things. There were avoiders that had meaning. Things happened. And they were total scorn, they were just religions that you create. That's one form. The other form, which is the more modern form of religion, is that says that the basic relationship is one of total distance. However, Afal Pikein, we can go through some type of religious practice that, even though the version couldn't get less, but in his great Hatova, or everyone, however they start with, threw out some directives, and he said that if you do this, it'll be good for you. This world, the next world, someplace. But the bottom line is that the relationship is a relationship of distance, and the religion is a religion of fear. Religion is a religion of distance, and this is everything we spoke about last week, or 2 weeks ago, as it was, that we talked about the two different basic forms of understanding of what Chassidus is all about, or what anything beyond the call of duty is all about, stems from this point. This is where it comes from. Because, like we said before, the Rebbeinu is up there, but there's a world here, and he made it, right? There's all kinds of strange things going on. And the basic strange things going on is that the half world is called Tori, the half world that's called Ra, and then I find around the world in general and within myself, body and soul, for example. How do I deal with that? So again, I don't want to go again over what was discussed, but this comes, it's all the same as Shitosis. Because that Mahalik is one that the Yisoida religion is a fear-oriented, distance-oriented, Achzorius, if you want to call it that way, Zarus between God and man. But you can do sacrifice. You can do religious service. You can do all kinds of things that generally the idea is the more that it hurts, the better it is. And the least you enjoy it, the better it is. Generally, if it's religious, it means that the body doesn't like it. It's a basic thing. And it's all sacrifice, all kinds of acts of religious things that somehow make you religious. And in the end, have the total, total and absolute final meaning in that either in this world or in the next world, you'll have a little better. Basically, usually the formalization requires is that since everything has to be split into good and bad, so this world is bad, the next world is good, and therefore sacrifice this world to get the next world. And the more you sacrifice this world to get the next world, the more religious you are, and what's the end of the line? You get the next world, and that'll be good. What's going to be good? So then it depends if you're Muslim. If you have an orgy, and if you're a Christian, or something else. And we also have such Messiah. But it's all different. So what's the basic difference? Where does it all change that makes Chrysler out of his self-organization? What's the difference between, well, it's like put it between religion and religion. This is religious experience. It's usually very structured and very exact, culminating in things because it's all based on you. It's all only based on you. It's all based on distance. It's all based on, and the final tachlis is all only within the realm of the new himself. But even in the final, any place that you're going to go to, Hashem could give us. I guess he has one side of his personality that's nice, one side that's even bad. And therefore he made one world and this world half good and half bad. And in the next world he split it up, and this world's all mixed up. In the next world he says the good guys go to a nice place, and they, and the bad guys, so we have this. We also believe in that, right? But that's not the end of the world. That's the middle. That has a purpose. But then that's the end of the world. There is nothing that can be beyond there because basic starting point is totally different. So that's as far as you can go. Now you can choose. You can be from the bad guys, or the good guys, white hats, black hats. You can choose according to... If you ask a Goy, a Russia, Bilam a Russia, for example, even once he's another man, there's some priggling over there and when he's priggling, right, like the Lord says. So, Uklus again brought him up. Ask an Eitzim. Uncle Bilam. Uncle Bilam, what do you say? You've seen it from all sides of the fence. What do you suggest? I said, what does things look like in Adam Abu? So Adam Abu, hidden there, right here, pressed together. So what do you say? Join them? I said, no. So what does she do? She says, become a big son yourself. This is Bilam pregnant in the heaven. This is what he's giving us to Uncle Zayn. Why in the world should you do that? Listen, you have to choose between a tzaddik or a rasha. Tzaddik, forget it. Okay? Forget it. You know what I mean? Tzaddik. That, forget it. So, other than ball, what the Yidden get, that stuff, that, forget it, it's not for you. Chalal, I've been there, I ain't seen anybody near the Chalal.
Yeah, I'm sure I do it a few seasons, I remember them. There's janitors over there, and I, you know.
But like on the main, there's Tamar and Tamar, and going over there. And all of us guys were here, but again. So that won't forget about. That doesn't tell you, know, this will get that wrong. You're not gonna, it's not going to work.
So at least, make sure this will.
And I'll tell you. Take it from me. No. You got it from all sides. If you want to have it big in this world, be a sinner. The world remains of Zarius. The world remains. Zarius still is the name of the game. Okay? And the only question whether you should be an Osman or not is whether it's Kedai. And it tells you it's better to be an Osman. It's more Kedai. Because there you get this world, and the next world you get about everything. So that's going. That's what religion is all about. But the whole right, we didn't go wrong. Okay. So but Etzim, the place that they went wrong is if you didn't account with it. Because that is the cosmic answer to this problem. And that is the only answer to this problem. Well, it starts before, right, we have three psukim. The first pasuk is Shema Yisrael Hashem Kiddush. Shai Yisrael Hashem Kiddush Hashem Chod is Klai Yisrael Chavos and Mokishon. That's Klai Yisrael Yisrael Chavos. When we accept upon ourselves our Mokishonayim, we have a real twist. The difference between Stam accepting yourself, every religion you have to accept upon yourself, Malchus Shai religion, right? You have to accept yourself the authority and the greatness of the better ways you worship. Right? So what are we different than that? So at starting point is we're different than everyone really defining. Kavos and Malchus Shemayim, you don't say God is great. You say God is one. The difference is that the ultimate greatness of the Rebbeinu that we are subject to is the fact that he's so great that he encompasses everything including me. He's not B'Shamayim and Ayin. He's not so removed, so great, there's nothing to do with him. Because if you say Shamayim and Ayin are two different places and he's there and not here, that's the opposite of Echad. The whole idea of Echad is that he's Echad B'Shamayim and Ayin is about Kol Haksomis. In any extreme, whether you're talking about physical extremes or emotional extremes or spiritual extremes, he encompasses it all in one unit. One existence, one basic essence. This, although this is Kabbalah of Baha Shemayim, and at that stage itself, by us also it's year. That's Kabbalah of Baha is year. But that's a year that Miyad, with a Vov Echibur, is Mechadish Ahavah. Ahavah is the essence of Christ's relationship to it. To Elokus, to what level? What level of Christ souls have? Where does it go? So the Lashon is of Chazal, we can speak from now until tomorrow. Right? Just to rattle off the psukim. The Baruch Shalom spends a great deal of Tanakh trying to give over the message to Christ soul. Vahaftias, says the Malachi. Comes quicker. I love you guys. I have to ask them. You know what clients will reply? I'm not have them. The version has to explain. It says, listen, guys. There was Yaakov, and there's Yaakov, I love him, and I hate him. I'm passionate. Starts back in the Tzitz Mitzrayim, in the Dor Midbar. All of the initiations of the Dor Midbar. Rashi, posit after posit. Rashi explains that clients will sees that things weren't going well, according to their plan. And there are two ways to come to an assumption. Either you have to work on the moon, and if you don't have the perfection of the moon relative to the sun that person's in, then the requirement, whether you're going to be smart enough to spell it out or not, is you're going to have to say that Nisinus Hashem Aleph is a Megir, Nisinus Hashem Kino, Nisinus Mitzayim. All the Nisim that we're going to learn in Parashas, which we know all that, that's all sinning. It's all sinning. It's only because the Benjamin hates us. This is a Pesukim Chumash, I don't know how much. Benjamin.
Right? But these are things that we, he's telling us that's where Christ's mistake was. But there are two choices. Either you have to come to the totality of Amunah that's included in Echad, which must come to the Av, and if you don't, then life will have to teach you, even the Tzius Mitzvah, not only bad things of life, even good things of life, will teach you the Baruch Shem Hitzvah. So what? It's a possible repeat itself again and again, several times in the Torah. Shem Asim as Hashem, Atzim Asim Mitzvah. That's what Christ was mistake. That's what it was. Now, how did it come to a mistake? So I said, well, let's, Baruch Hu loves me. That's why I took my own time. So that's why we appreciate our prisoners. Who's that? Nice thing. Yeah, good shot. Yeah. And yeah, sounds good. As usual, everybody was fucking really had it. Next day, there's no worry. The guy who moves into a new apartment. No worry. So that's the year. Yeah, this is a funny show in charge. So what's going on? You see this in town, you can make anything, water, no water? No water? Alright, one day. 3 days without water and lube. That's really very, very difficult test. Very, very difficult test. There's only two possibilities. Either Amunah out of self, or it's all if nature ever growing. The Russian wants to really show us. First, he showed us, look what I can do good for you guys, and I'm going to starve you to death. You're going to die from starvation, you're going to die from. Well, the Christ was afraid of nothing going to show, you're going to die in a meeting. So you're in form, from the science, and soaking after post after post. No theme of all of the parishes of the Midbar. It's the main thing of our lives also. That's why it's like more important that we get this straight, because it's one way or the other. If there's no Amunah, then life is going to teach you something. And if you haven't got it yet, it's because you're too young. I'll get you. Yeah, there's only one way to go. One way or the other. It's either Av or Zori. Either you got to learn that even the bad is love, or you're going to learn that even the good is sin. The starting point is El. The starting point is the Tov and Ra in the world. If you're not going to understand that the Tov is included in the good because it all comes from Echad, comes from the Baruch Shalom, then in the end all of the good is going to come both to the Ra. And you're going to come to sin, and you're going to say that all your relationships with the Baruch Shalom is sin. What does it mean sin? Why does the Baruch Shalom hate us? What do we do then? But what does it mean? Sinner, as everybody knows, the yisoid of sin is the difference. The yisoid of sin, where all sin comes from, is the intolerance of difference. And that's not only a chesaron in this. There's a real conflict in there that's proper. And therefore, that that's real by us, for example, a tzaddik, by reading his toy, so it's a shenira. He has to be a Samira. And if he's not a Samira, then he's not a Yiftef. Something that's a real, not a red and blue. Right? This one has a little white skin and has a little yellow skin. That's an unimportant difference. It's a meaningless difference. But meaningful differences must one or the other. Either equal between the two, either they harmonize, or they hate. There's either coming together of differences to be matched with, Shlemus Achtus, Ahava, or Sin. Because every difference, we call this distance, and distance is Sin. That's what it is. So how does a person come to the Torah? Sin. Hey, that's what I did. What could I do to him? I hit him. I hurt his brother. What is he hanging for? What does that mean? It comes from here. The sinner is just a definition of how. If you, what is Chazal, what is the Pasuk say? And what is Rashi bring Chazal? Rashi, how do you believe Chazal? How do you believe Chazal? I don't know. Relationships are always, if you feel estrangement, distance, right? So you say he hates you. It means you haven't come to have a fever with him, then you say that he hates you the way you relate to him. You feel distance, he probably feels distance to me.
And then he feels different to me, although he's played on there. So if Toy hates Ra, so that's what Toy hates me. And it's not very hard for a person to understand that relative to going from Toy, however great I am on Ra. So it's a pretty logical conclusion to say that if things aren't going well, it must be because the Gershon has good reason, because you have to see to his Toy on Ra. And Toy hates Ra. So I put down my head. And I say that I accept it. And say my evil fate, you know. But why does it happen? Oh, it's partially because it makes me hurt. This, the pillar of how far it goes is that it can be even in the good. And even the version took out the niece and the green, which you can write. Oh, right, no, that's also. The way they didn't get them out. No, atheist! Atheist! Sure? Can you show me one more time? Okay. Actually, I know the higher ceiling. Actually, she is called the Shishin, she is Pier. There the Avro became the Avro Guruya, the Fleshers of Avro. There is a mitra, the version of Chayasa related is Baal Yisha, the ultimate cross, the ultimate Keshe, the ultimate Ahad. That's the relationship that the version created as an existence that every single Jew felt through every inch of his body and soul. So anybody who stood at Hasuna, you have Kashis. Kashis. But the reality is that you've been very related to Ahab. Okay? Amir Hashem Arakecha, Yehir Lecha, and you come to Ahab. Shema Yisrael Hashem Rukim Hashem Rukod, V'ahav, the Thessalic Chayasim. But it's not sufficient. Why? There's a problem. Because I'll say it on the principle of V'ahav too. The Revelation demands of us. So it's not enough that he loves us, but he wants us to return the faith. He requires it to be a two-way street, and he requires one that you can So Shema Yisrael Kabbalah Zemach HaShemayim, that's easier for man to accept. But he has to relate to the Bnei Shalom. The Kabbalah is all, that's related to the Bnei Shalom. The Achnoah, that's related to the Bnei Shalom. The Yira, that fits easier. Bnei Shalom is not, that's not enough. That I can get many goy. So there are psukim that describe in Malachi and other places. So that would be the great rebellion. But any religion, I'll show you how they... And they all really mean me. They just got confused along the way. So they're psukim, right? They're psukim. They're called pashas and lachim. You know, anybody would do a bad job in the world, you know? I want something else for you people. I want something else. I want you to realize that our relationship, Hagam, that I am the Bnei Shalom, that our relationship is one in its essence, not that it's not here, but even though that the relationship is, but still. So the Gemara asks in the Sifri on the Pasuk, perhaps the Hashem is better. There has to be some room, there has to be some connection, some Tavish. You can't tell me to something much, much lower. Tell somebody, you tell you, know what, I want you to become Shutif to Big Osher. You, Oni, you go to the biggest Osher in the world and offer yourself as a lady wants to go into an equal partnership with you. You can't ask me for that. It's negative. It's negative. There's no such mahal. I can't do it. So the Rosh Hashanah says, well, you go on the other thing. He says, you know, you want to come to Abbas Hashem on your own? I'll probably get it managed, because there's another way to do it also. But the main way that the class all goes is, well, you are going to the other thing. Torah, the seeds of Torah, is that idea of the Torah. The whole mahalach of Torah is that it teaches the Hebrew from our words. it teaches how Shemayim could be Shemayim, Eretz is Eretz. Not only Shemayim is Shemayim like they understand. Once we can make Shemayim be Shemayim, then we understand that Mashpil is be Shemayim. The Eretz is much greater than that also. But we'll be Mechabit that also to Eretz, meaning me, all right down here. Me, the Maisa, as I am, with all my power. And the Torah goes all the way down to Rabbi and writes for all parshas of the Torah, what he do. About things that seem to be very not religious. Yeah. Talking about all kinds of, snooze, everything. As a matter of fact, most of the Torah talks about very everyday life, very simple, and not right, that's the basic English. So what do we look like over there? I don't want to go into this, it's high point. But it didn't exactly look like a firehouse. I have a dime and smoke. What is the religion of here? Well, what's going on? But I don't know if we can get to that. Just do it far. First, let's keep ourselves concentrating into it. And we're going to have a reference to Pesach. If I have to say it. The Mechayiv, the drive that brings a person to a requirement to come to the Haftar, to a desire, to realization that that's what we're talking about, is the Emunah of Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem 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 Echad, or Echad, but I'm inside, because there isn't any outside. There isn't any outside. I'm part of the family. I'm in the ballgame. I'm in the ballgame, but I still find there's confusion here. Because I see I'm in it, but the distance is still there. How do we deal with this? The spirit of the mirror, the game brings us initially. And maybe we will zeicha a little bit to understand what the game meant. But there's the side of how year is Mechayev Torah that will bring to Ahava the growing experience based on the Gemara in Bros. One Rafa says like this, that a person who is Ochel, believe Bracha, skid him off. Alright? Shema, it's right. As it goes like this, until a person becomes religious, until he enters Kabbalah Chumachu Shemayim on real terms, so Shemayim Shemayim Hashem, for us that's not for heaven, is his starting point. So if the Baruch Shem is in the Shemayim, is in the Beis Knesset, you see, or any religious, but oranges, that's me. That's my department. Bread for cereal, that's mine. That's for me. That's me. It's not the culture. That's whole. Right? My food, my bed, my sleep, my whatever. My body, my whatever, that's mine. Without the pasuk, he says, that's it. When a person comes to a true relationship of you, of Echad, Kabbalah from Aruch HaShemayim, they think there's no such thing. Shemayim is in the way. Oichel Meirem is it. Believe Ruach, keep them all. More the Kiddush. Well, it's not that it's Gezel. That's another thing next one. That's the more afterwards. There's a point before that. You have to realize that everything is Kachi Shemayim. You're also Kachi Shemayim. The other person is in the problem. So what am I supposed to do? If I eat, I'm going to need more. If I don't eat, I'm going to die. So I have two choices. Either I can die. Either physically die or spiritually die. Close up, say I can't do it. It's all the same. Right? Or I can lose my majority and go back to our house and make my own stuff. The person's stuck. He can fix. Year must, by definition, if it's by itself, bring a person to a point of taking. So tell me, if you're so great, I'm so nothing, everything's yours, I have nothing, then I can't do anything, I don't have any responsibilities either. Right? But what can you expect from nobody? But I can't do anything, I can't even be practiced. I can get to say stash before I can get coffee in the morning. That's it. So the verse is Maitikante. Do not believe Maitikante. There's a lot of the ones that say that if you do this, this happens. This is wrong. That's the thing that's my question. This is what might become. You got a funny answer. You ever heard of it? You know what I'm she went to a talk with the teacher. This is, I was more yesterday. I went to a talk with my teacher. This is going to help me yesterday. And this is not. The
not what I meant. What I meant is, Yeah, that's a chokhah. You look at chila, and you're on benefit, and you do grow. And that's the more than I think, not too bad, that's it, it's not over. What happened? I still want you breakfast. The Rishon says to us that if you don't start with Yira, then you're not in the womb. But if you start with Yira, you gotta go to the Chochem. Because if not, you can't do this. But if you go to the Chochem, I'll teach you what you can do for it. Because we have two axioms that are must, and we don't have a way how to put them together. We know that Lashem is in the Lord, and we know that if it's not going to be Hashem, it's not going to be Hashem, then I can't function. And it can't be the Baruch Hu wants me not to function. And if I come to that type of conclusion, that's exactly what we meant before, that the Baruch Hu hates us. What's the worst you can do to a person? Put them in an impossible situation, where all you can do is self-destruct. It's much worse than killing. Put them in a place where a torture chamber, instead of being tortured to him, that he has to make moves, and every move that he makes tortures himself. Self-destruct, much worse. The Bereshit put us in an intense situation where, that if you do, that if you don't. Only you don't see, only you see. So then we came to the right conclusion. So what you have to do, you have to go to the Chochem. Chochem has an answer. You got it. I've seen that question over. So you don't know, go in, I'll tell you. They said there's a Yisrael. They said there's a thing called Brocha. And that's the answer. We'll have to ask a little additional assistance by some other Mechoshim. Morale, other Mechoshim that helps us understand it more. But before we can kiss your child, what's the answer? The Erech, the understanding is like this. The Olam is Kachishim. Leave Rokha more. But the return Shemayim is that we should eat. He doesn't have anything to do with Amish. He doesn't have anything to do with either. The only reason why he created them is that we should eat them. So then we should eat them. So why are you telling me that you don't? I should eat them, I hate that. So I eat them, you have to tell me that the Rosh Hashanah that I should eat them. But you're also telling me, but Kachi Shemayim, you can't. So the Torah has an answer, and that answer is called Yehuda. I don't want to get too much off into the subject, but Baruch is in the town, Baruch is work. But the basic concept is that the Revelation tells us that we have a capability through Torah of combining everything with Torah. How's it look? It says, the apple before you start is Kachi Shemayim. Just like a quiver, it's a regular call. It's a person that's managed, you know, you can't use it. But, if you can take that Kedusha and actualize it, so then that's what the Kedusha wants it to be done. And this is done in a two-part process. In Kachim, if you pray the Kachim, so you take the Kedusha off of the quiver, you put on the money. And now the cow remains whole. Now you can do whatever you want. But in brachas it works a little different. Now explains that on one hand, the bracha is like this idea of pigeon. That I'm taking that mahos of kedusha that's in the chayfas and I'm packaging it in the bracha. And that's why I can now eat it. But there's one difference. You can't just say bracha stuff. If I get an orange and I want to eat it tomorrow, so I can't make a bracha. If I have kachim, I can be paid it now and use it tomorrow. For brachas, I want to make it from Hashemayim, Shemayim, from Hashemayim, Moriah. I want to make it through eating, so I have to make it a dual process called brachani, which brings out the fulfillment of the total picture of the Baruch Hu. You, the apple and the Benishnam, are all one part of a process where everything you find is like this. Just make the bracha and don't eat it, or just eat it and don't make the bracha, doesn't matter. You have to do the dual process of making the bracha, which gives a key to the ruchnias, to the kushra, that the meal we're talking about over here, and you have to eat it. Which, I mean, the word you're saying is raising up the level of the physical daily, let's say, mer, or chai, to the tachlis of the meal also is if you do Shemayim Vorot that you have in Brocha, is a muscle of the process of Korban. We can go on and on with this Yisrael. But we want to try to somehow give something to some direction. In short, back to the Pesukim. Shemayim Yisrael, Shemayim Vorot, Shemayim Vorot, must bring me to Vahavta. But to Vahavta, I can't. So the Torah says, that I did mean the Torah, the Bereshit packaged both the Bereshit Malon and the coffin, the Shoshan of the Sephora, the Gan, the Gazdan, the Niv, the problem in Mominus, the problem in Ishus, the problem in everything in the world, the religion and life becomes one. Shemayim and Haaretz are one. And there's another aspect of it here, and then we'll go on to another ending. The Gemara, the Sifri, Mefurish explains that how does this bring to Ahava? It says that you can't be Oyer somebody you don't know. One of the definitions of Ahava is Yedid. That's the relationship. The woman is called the Yedi. The Yeda, Odom is Chavi Ishta. The Aram of Yimu was called Yedati. Yedati. So Rashi explains on the passage of Yedati, it says, so before studying, Rashi explains over there, because he's called, Aram is called the Ari of Hashem. It's called the Ari of Hashem, who Hashem loves. The Avos requires a Hakkar. Recognition, a internalization of the others. The problem of how is Hashem, how do I internalize the Bnei Shem? So the Bnei Shem says, because I packaged myself for human consumption. This, the Gemara says on the Pasuk of Anoichi, it's Rashi Tevis, Anoichi Nashi Sivus Yaevis. The Bnei Shem gave himself, his nevah, his mitzias, he packaged and gave. The Torah is the Rebbeinu Shemalayim packaged in human consumption. And that makes the whole world. And the Rebbeinu Shemalayim, through the service of the Oyev Hashem, of the Yid, is Mechav Hashem. When a person is learning the Torah, every idea that he has in Torah, where is he going? Like the Rambam says in many places, Omer Hashem Yisroel. Omer Rabbah, Omer Shlokis, Omer Hashem Yisroel. You have to remember, when you're in Torah, you're in our halacha. Okay. Who said that? The Bnei Shem gave Omer to us his Ritzonos, his Machshavos, his Gzeiros, his Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Naas. The Kedusha, the Mi'ila that there is in Haaretz, is because not only historically, that's where the Bnei Shem made these things, but the essence of every creation is the Dvar Hashem in it. What Torah does is it gives us the capability of proper relationship and expression of taking the Shemayim with us, within the us. In a way that's not Mi'ila, Ela Adereba. It's the Kiyum and the Chibur of the Torah. And with this we come to a point that we're not the relation. Marcus, Misha, Omer, Boris, or Hugo, and that's that. The person comes to a Hakor, and he internalizes the relation. Every idea of the Torah that goes in his head, about any subject in the world, doesn't matter. Because it's a halacha in Torah about every subject in the world. Whenever you're learning a little more piece of the relation packaged for us, into your head, into your circle, into your neshama, and through Maisa, through Kiyum of Torah, that is your witness. And you become